Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Valerie A. Campbell. And like I always love to ask, what do you want? I want you to ask yourself, what do I want? Because I want your vibe to project what you are focused on, not what you're complaining about, because what you're focused on is what you attract. Vibe is short for vibration. It's also an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And I like to talk about things that are under the umbrella, subjects that are under that umbrella, so that we can become a better version of ourselves. So, to improve the relationship that we have with ourselves, which is the first and most important thing, today's show is about what traits, those traits that will make you a high value woman. So when we think about a high value woman, I remember many, many years ago, I used to think, how do they do that? How do these women do that? And I could see that there were women who attract men effortlessly, like moths to the flame. Men would be attracted like bees to honey. They would be attracted. And they did not struggle to get a man's attention. And I could see that these women were treated like queens, while others were treated as if they were of no consequence, like they didn't matter. And I just couldn't quite get my head around it. And I used to think, what is it that they've got? What is it? And as you know, I've called that the secret vibe. Secret vibe is based around your thinking and how you feel about yourself and knowing your self-worth. Okay, no one can value you for you. No one can put a worth on you, only yourself. If you don't have self-worth, then anybody could put a price on you. Okay. So looking at these women, I could see at that time, I thought, well, it's clearly not about their beauty. It's clearly not about how youthful they are. Because some were absolutely gorgeous. They were beautiful women. Yet they seemed to struggle with men. And so I struggled with these questions. I just thought to myself, well, what makes a woman high value in the eyes of men? You know, what are their traits? What are those traits that they possessed? And, you know, I was fortunate to work in an environment as the only female for over 10 years, working with over 100 men, day in and day out. And I remember I would bombard them with questions. They never got tired. I think they found it a really interesting subject. And so I am going to, which I've been doing for a long time, just dissecting the high value woman, this type of woman who just exudes a vibe that men just literally fly to. And so I want to break down this myth for you. And I want to give you some high value women traits that you too, perhaps yourself, you've asked yourself these questions, can start your journey towards becoming exactly that, a high value woman that men absolutely adore. So when I say high value women, I'm looking at it from the perspective of how high value women are perceived by men, okay? So I've always had friends, I mean, that are guys around me. As I mentioned, I have five brothers, and my younger working life was soaked in a sea of men, if you want to put it that way. And, you know, I've always had that natural kind of inclination to having more male friends than the female friends. I just seem to get on with them effortlessly. And so I spent a lot of time around men, and I had a chance to really observe, and still do observe, a lot of their behavior around women. in general, their thoughts around women, how they think about women, particularly about the women that I have donned as having that vibe, that high value woman, A plus mindset. Now, oftentimes, I cannot always tell just by looking at a woman, is she of high value? You can't tell just by looking at her, because it's in her behavior, okay? How you feel about yourself is determined by the thoughts that you have of yourself. So it's your thoughts, it's your feelings, therefore your actions. So it's your actions that give the results of whether you are a high value woman. But obviously it first stems with your thoughts about yourself. But what I recognize is that when a high value woman would enter into a room, the men would behave completely differently around her. I would see a sudden change in attitude in these men, a sudden change in behavior would just occur as they came across these type of women. You know, they suddenly became very polite. They wanted to serve this woman. They wanted to help her or to assist her in some ways. You know, they just seemed to just want to be around her, to be in her company. And I would see this mix of admiration in their eyes. There would be this desire. And I would even say slightly intimidation when they came across this type of woman. A slight, you know, like they revered the woman. Not in an overt way, but, you know, they kind of put her on a pedestal, okay? Now, like for some women, you know, a lot of people would think, okay, or jump to the naive conclusion that it's because, you know, she's beautiful, or that all beautiful women are treated like that. But you know, and I know that you've probably encountered this, where a high value woman, you can't tell who she is just by her looks. Don't get me wrong, her looks contribute to it. How she presents herself contributes to it. And high value women are attractive to men, but also beyond their looks. Okay, so it's not just about the physical presentation. Of course, men are visually attracted to women, but just because you visually are a blessing, as it were, you know, to a man, it doesn't mean that you're high value. So I hope I've honed that in. What it is that these women have an aura about them, a vibe about them. And so it's always intrigued me, and I've really wanted to understand what exactly makes these women so so tantalizing, so mesmerizing to these men. Okay, why do men go crazy about them? So after years of just observing their behavior, I think I've pretty much got it nailed down, and nailed down in terms of knowing how to take a woman through the journey to come out on the other side, where she is mesmerizing to a man. And that's through my formula, Vision, Intention, Belief and Expectation, which is an acronym of the word vibe. You see, men lust after women who, I would have to say, fulfill their subconscious fantasies. You know, probably if you asked a man, he wouldn't be able to maybe even articulate what exactly that is. However, the high value woman fulfills a lot of these fantasies. So when it comes to women, most men surprisingly share similar fantasies, which are shaped out of their childhood, their relationship with their mother, how they adored their mother perhaps or not, because also it's instinctual, okay? It's instinctual by masculine men. So what is it about men? Well, every man wants to be admired, right? Everyone wants to be admired, but men, they want to be admired. We're talking about the men here now. And men love to be looked up to. They love to feel powerful. They want to be someone's hero, okay? They want to be someone's hero. They want to be instinctively protectors for the one that they love. They want, and you know, when you think about masculine energy, it's about winning, okay? So they want to win. You can see how that's tied in with heroism. And, you know, they want to feel as if, you know, they stand out of the pack, okay? So men, masculine energy is competitive energy. They stand out from all the men that are fawning over this woman's attention, and it makes them feel great. It makes them feel really, really good inside when they can invest enough time, energy and effort to win the prize, okay? So what is the meaning of a high value woman? Well, I believe that all men are created by God, and they're created with a unique value. When I say that, God loves us all the same, but he loves us uniquely for our different traits that we embody. So people are not born with a high value or a low value. So it's not something that these women are born with. We are all high value women. It's just that some women really tap into that, and that could be due to their upbringing, okay? How they were raised as a child, how they were encouraged that they're beautiful, that they're intelligent, that they're a prize, you know, that self-worth was stamped into them as they were growing up. And of course you have other type of women who that wasn't their story, and so they've had to learn to be high value. And so you see, the meaning of a high value woman has everything to do with her mindset, everything to do with her attitude, and very little to do with the looks that she has been born with. So I'm going to stop my rambling and let's look at the traits that will make you a high value woman. So the first trait I would say is that this woman has a very strong self-esteem, okay? It comes from the inside. He has a very strong sense of self-worth. And a high value woman, she just knows her worth. She just knows it. it's pretty simple for her to walk in the energy of knowing her self-worth. Plain and simple, she knows her worth. And because of this, she radiates a confidence and self-esteem, and people get drawn to her almost like a magnet. You know, the negative and the positive ends of a magnet. You know, the way they're drawn together. And this is from the energy that she exudes. Okay, she doesn't need validation. She really doesn't need it. She just is. And so she doesn't derive her sense of self from external things like her social or her relationship status or even her success. She just is. She just is. And I really want to emphasize that, you know. But it really is about how she feels inside about herself and the value that she brings to herself and to others. So this type of woman, she could lose everything. I'm talking about she could lose her job, she could lose her money, and this would not be, she would not change inside who she is, because she doesn't tie her self-worth to how much she earns. But this woman could still be a very good friend, a very good daughter, feel really great about herself and the value that she brings to other people. So the job of her being of being a high value woman is not brought in from the outside. In other words, not validated from the outside things. Okay. She doesn't rely on these things to define who she is as a person. She owns her vibe. Like, she walks it, she struts it. She's so aware of her worth. Like I mentioned, she doesn't require validation from anyone but herself and the Most High. Okay. Now, what's beautiful about this woman is because she is so, you know, she so takes ownership of her vibe. She so takes ownership of her worth that she has no problems taking criticism. She has no problem even welcoming criticism. It doesn't hurt her feelings because she understands, well, that's your opinion. I don't necessarily have to buy into your opinion. But she welcomes feedback because it gives her an opportunity to grow and improve. And what she doesn't like, it simply washes off her back like a duck. Yeah, like a duck's back. Okay. So my advice to you to begin your transformation into a high value woman is to work on your self-esteem. Take responsibility for your learning. Take responsibility for how you show up. Take responsible for honing in on your passion and you know, following through with it, following your bliss until your cup runneth over. So what are some of the things in which you can do that? Well, to know your worth, the first thing to start from is to be clear, obviously, on your worth. And a lot of people don't give themselves enough credit for who they are and what they've accomplished. You know, when you do know your worth, you know, you're always selling yourself at a discount. that's when you do not know your worth, sorry. And, you know, if you sell yourself at a discount, then other people are going to buy you at a discount. Okay? And use the word buy metaphorically speaking. It will only attract discount hunters. So, you know, if you're a woman and, you know, you're discounting your value in a relationship, you've met a guy and you've set your standards, you've set your boundaries, and you start to discount yourself, you start to gnaw away at your boundaries. And I always give the example of, you know, your pamper time is, say, between 2 and 3 on a Saturday afternoon, and you don't like to be disturbed. But you meet a guy and all of a sudden you stop pampering yourself and you've conveyed to him, don't call me between 2 and 3. And he calls you anyway. Okay. You've just discounted your worth because that wasn't your boundary. Okay. So when you do not know your worth, you're always selling yourself at a discount. And guess what? It only attracts discount suitors. So know your worth and attract the person that you deserve. And you know, for some women that comes effortlessly, for others it's hard. It's something that you've had to learn. I had to learn this, you know. Remember, you attract who you are, not what you want. You attract who you are. And that's why I always harp on about self-love. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. That means you have to love yourself first in order to love your neighbor. Okay, you can't impart that love if you don't have it for yourself. How would you even know what it looks like? Another way to have that self-worth and maintain your self-esteem is to ignore people who attempt to threaten that. You know, people that try to put you down. You know, people who try to undermine you. It takes courage, you know. It takes courage because sometimes they're family members and you really do not need them in your life trying to undermine who you are. You need to realize that sometimes these people in your life are a real obstacle in your life when you're looking to better yourself, to better your self-esteem. Listen, we only live this life once, right? So do not waste your time with those naysayers, those people who try to drag you down to their level. Okay? You have to take care of your energy. You have to take care of your vibe, your vibration. Another one is celebrating yourself. You know, have fun celebrating who you are. And I'm talking about even the smallest ones. You know, if you've met a particular goal, you know, put your feet up, give yourself that beautiful glass of champagne if you need be. You know, you've got to learn how to praise yourself. You don't have to wait on someone else to praise you. Pat yourself on the back every time you accomplish something. Say, well done, Valerie. Well done. Well done. Look. Every accomplishment is worth celebrating. It rewires your brain. It rewires your mindset. And you should never underestimate the value of actually celebrating yourself. Okay? Another way that you can do this is to take care of yourself. You deserve it. Just for the person that you are. You deserve it. So take care of your health. Take care of your well-being. Take care of your appearance. I mean, I go to the gym 3 times a week because I know that no one can do that for me. No one can step in my shoes and go to the gym for me. No one's going to keep my body tight for me. No one's going to look after my skin. So I go to the steam and the sauna afterwards and I pamper myself. No one's going to do my nails. Well, someone does my nails, but I initiate it. I go right to the salon and get my nails done. Yeah, take care of yourself. Take care of your grooming. Come on. This is self-care. This is self-love. Yeah, not self-neglect. And another thing that you want to do is you want to stop talking negatively to yourself. You want to stop that inner voice, that self-talk that just wants to criticize you. And when you do something, you think, oh, you stupid thing. You might just think it's a little thing, but however, you just rewired your brain to look at yourself as stupid. Would you talk to your friend like that? Would you talk to a best friend like that? So why would you talk to yourself like that? Love your neighbor as you love yourself. You know, what about saying I'm fearfully and wonderfully made? What about saying I'm a masterpiece? Yeah, I am all that God has created me to be. Hey, today I'm walking on purpose. Yeah? You see, one of the worst habits that really damages your self-esteem is negative self-talk. You can assess your actions and your results, but, you know, don't allow that to bring yourself down. You know, your identity as a person is as a child of the Most High, you know, and I want you to separate that from mistakes that you make, because these are just lessons to improve who you are. Okay, we all do them. I always say that you fail forwards. When you think of a baby walking, what does a baby do? A baby struggles to get up and then it falls. Do you look at the baby and say, oh look, the baby's failed, it's fallen down? No, the baby knows how to get up and to better orient itself, better position its hands and its feet so it can take another 2 steps and fall down. It is absolutely necessary to fail forward. What we call fail forward. I don't call that failing. Okay? So don't beat yourself up when, you know, things don't go quite the way that you want it to. This is all part of life. And they don't define who you are. Because you can always work on them and change it for the better. Another thing that I always do is I practice my affirmations every morning. I get up with this feeling of gratitude. Even before I've opened my eyes, I say just thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for this beautiful day I'm about to have. Thank you for keeping me while I slept. Thank you for the breath that you kept within me while I slept. Thank you, God, for another day I'm here, which means that I'm here to fulfill a purpose. My work is not yet done. Use me. So practice gratitude every single day. Every day. And remind yourself how lucky you are to just be here. There's some people that haven't made it. You know, we're living in new times right now, right? We're living in post-lockdown times, you know, you can feel it in the air. Different vibe, different vibe. So remind yourself how blessed you are every day. Focus on all the good things in your life. Focus on the direction that you want to go. Focus on the people that are around you who are inspiring you to greater things. Allow your vibe to carve a path before you. And know that when you focus on what you want, you're going to attract it. So for all those who are listening to me right now, under the hearing of my voice, I just pray for you that you will become all that God has intended you to be. You will walk in your path and just own it. Just own your identity and get your affirmations ready. Say every morning, I am beautiful. I'm amazing. I'm a wonderful person. I'm beautiful. And state what your passion is. You might be the best knitter in the world. I am the most amazing knitter. It may be something that you financially want to, a financial goal that you want to attain. You know, I am now showered with avalanches of money and abundance for which I am so grateful. Speak in the present. So you see, all of this contributes to your self-esteem, and it can only come from within. No one can do it for you. You know, listen to YouTube videos that just elevate your mind and just place you in a place above others, and you'll find yourself filling your cup up with and displacing all the negative stuff, but filling yourself up with positive vibes to the point now where that is your norm. Okay, you would have increased your vibrational frequency. And that's a good place to be, because when your vibe increases, guess what? The quicker your manifestation. And so these traits that I've described to you are the traits that will make you a high value woman. Start today, start right now. Start today, start right now. And for those who are already on that journey, change the course. All it is a simple decision. Simply stating, I am a high value woman, and walking in the energy of that. And so I hope my words today has added value to you. You know, if this is something that is perfect for your daughter or a cousin or a woman out there, let them hear this. Let them hear this recording. And if there's something in here that touched you, please use the feedback button and write a comment or hit me up on
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.